Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? We're live at Oakmont Bakery. It's a Get Marty vaccine party. Folks are actually out here getting vaccinated. It's intriguing, though, the conundrum that America's in now. Folks have said, to heck with it, I'm not getting vaccinated. The folks that are left, and it's unsettling, to say the least. But we're live until 1 o'clock. Doctors, nurses, the UPMC folks are blowing my mind here. And so is my close friend Mark Sorreo from Oakmont Bakery. I had to grab one of my boys, Dr. Kevin Wong, on the line. Kevin, good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Marty.
You're seeing, I wanted you to tell our listeners the text you sent me yesterday about the ambivalence or the disinterest or whatever you want to call it. Folks are just saying, I don't want it. Tell us the story you were sending me about the pharmacies.
Well, currently, as you know, Mainline Pharmacy has done a fantastic job in our Westmoreland County, Indiana, Somerset counties, doing thousands of shots twice a week at local clinics. And in Harrison City, St. Barbara's Church, we had almost 1,400 shots twice a week since February. It has died off, and the clinics are finally closed. But the pharmacies themselves have enough stock that they can do any of the three vaccines any day of the week almost.
Man.
You know, within one day or another, they'll do one. They're trying not to mix days, but they can do it on demand because they have so much left.
So, I mean, Doc, what is it?
Finally had.
What's going on? What's happening? Why is this in people's heads now that they don't want it and they don't care and they're out?
I think we've reached the proportion of people who really want to get it and are interested, just like any other vaccine. I mean, if we look at what flu shots are like, how much people trust or distrust flu shots for years. We've always talked about our patients getting flu shots, and they understand the science behind it. I think two things need to happen if we want to really push more people to get the shots. One is the FDA needs to move forward to getting full use authorization like any other immunization.
Nice.
I mean, granted, they haven't had a long path to see how many people do well with them, but they've never had numbers like this in such a short period of time to see this many people vaccinated once in our country. So that's number one. Number two, we've known since February, if you get immunized, there's very little chance of you spreading the disease or getting the disease. And I think we need the statistics and science to say to people, if you get your immunization, you probably don't need to mask. You are pretty safe. You are not going to give it to anybody. But the statistics, the studies aren't coming out, but yet we know that's probably true because in February, the CDC came out and said that once you get fully immunized, you do not need to list as contact tracing if you're in contact with someone who had it. And what does that tell you scientifically? That what they would believe that you cannot get it and you cannot give it if you've ever been immunized, if you're in contact with someone with it. But these are things that need to be clearer for the American people to understand.
My brother, thank you, sir. It's important stuff. Appreciate you.
Have a good day.
We are live at Oakmont Bakery, big, big tent. Doctors, nurses, all the big shots are here. In fact, we got Mark Sevko with Children's, who has also taken on this other role. You're kind of the vaccine ambassador. You have made it very clear to me when we've talked, Mark, that you got to get out in the community. You got to get to places like this. You got to get into the nooks and crannies because the big crowds ain't coming anymore, right?
That's right. Yeah, we've just really been working hard, Marty. We've made so much progress at the big events. And when the demand was really strong and the boarding groups really opened up, those who've wanted the vaccine, they now have it. And I want to thank you and thank everyone at UPMC and thank the community for those that have gotten it. Now what we're doing, we're tailoring events, outreach in the community, in the schools, in the churches, in events like this with Oakmont Bakery, again, with your support, educating the community, the vaccine, you need it to be safe, protect yourself, your family, and the community.
There has been discussion at high levels about at some point mandating this, like measles shots and some for kids, and if you can't go to school, in some districts you got to have a flu shot or you can't come to school. Could it get to that, sir?
Well, there's certainly a lot of discussion about that because safety for our Commonwealth, safety for the United States. I mean, that's what we're all about, right? We want to protect each other. We want to band together. And, you know, the freedom of choice is always important as well. So, I mean, I think this conversation is an ethical one, but we really want to focus on reducing vaccine hesitancy. And I think that schools are making choices of mandating. Penn State, there's been a lot of schools that have basically said Duquesne made that choice. And, you know, I support that. I mean, I think that, you know, safety is of utmost importance for the students and to get back to normal, be in class, go to sporting events, go to the big sporting events, travel. It really protects you. And it's something that I hope that more people step up right now. We're kind of at the tail end.
Yeah, we are. And at the end of the day, it's so important. What have we done so well here in Allegheny County? Because you have hit home runs. I mean, you put needles in 600,000 arms. What have we done well? Where have we faltered?
Well, what we've done well is we've deployed vaccine as fast as we've gotten it up until probably the end of April, beginning of May. Now we have a surplus, right?
Yes.
So but it was important for us to deploy it quickly. That's when, you know, Marty, it was in demand, right?
I mean, it was.
You and I were getting calls. Everybody was saying,
so true,
can you
man.
Get my mother in? Can you get my grandmother in? And we would do everything that we could to help anyone. But, you know, it created that sense of urgency. And so we've done that well. Our volunteers at UPMC, our vaccinators, our pharmacists, everybody who's coordinating these events, I can't thank them enough, really. You know, what we could do better is continue to work with you and others to make sure that we're doing our part to raise awareness and make it easy and tailor these community events to get to that last 30%. You know, in the United States, I was just reading on CDC, 70% of Americans have gotten their first shot. Now, that's obviously geographically, it's different in different markets. But Rich Fitzgerald, I'd love to give him a shout out. He has been an incredible
Amazing.
Leader for Allegheny County. And Deb Bogan, a great partner to us,
yeah.
And has really helped us in many ways in partnerships with community events, with schools. And, you know, I work at UPMC Children's, and, you know, we were super thrilled when the 12 to 15 came out for Pfizer.
Right.
And Deb Bogan's been a great advocate. She's a pediatrician herself. And we really, you know, hammered home to get in those schools to make sure that we're vaccinating the kids, too.
Mark Sefko, you've been a pleasure, man, the whole way. It's been so cool having you as the ambassador to this. Keep pushing, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marty. It's a pleasure, and good luck today. We accept walk-ins.
That's right, man. Walk-ins ready. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
We are live at Oakmont Bakery. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.